Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and we have some new news this hour. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has just announced new Middle East peace talks, Israeli-Palestinian talks. This has been years in the making. We will play part of her announcement right now and then talk briefly about what she has announced. Here's 2 minutes of Secretary of State Hillary Clinton.
The President and I are encouraged by the leadership of Prime Minister Netanyahu and President Abbas, and fully share their commitment to the goal of two states, Israel and Palestine, living side by side in peace and security. After proximity talks and consultations with both sides, on behalf of the United States government, I've invited Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu and Palestinian Authority President Abbas to meet on September 2nd in Washington, D.C., to relaunch direct negotiations to resolve all final status issues, which we believe can be completed within 1 year. President Obama has invited President Mubarak of Egypt and King Abdullah of Jordan to attend in view of their critical role in this effort. Their continued leadership and commitment to peace will be essential to our success. The President will hold bilateral meetings with the four leaders, followed by a dinner with them on September 1st. The quartet, Representative Tony Blair, has also been invited to the dinner in view of his important work to help Palestinians build the institutions of their future state, an effort which must continue during the negotiations. I've invited Prime Minister Netanyahu and President Abbas to join me here at the State Department on the following day for a trilateral meeting to relaunch direct negotiations. As we move forward, it is important that actions by all sides help to advance our effort, not hinder it. As we have said before, these negotiations should take place without preconditions and be characterized by good faith and a commitment to their success, which will bring a better future to all of the people of the region.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton just a few minutes ago announcing new Middle East peace talks. With me briefly now, Daniel Levy from the New America Foundation Progressive Think Tank, who follows the Middle East. Daniel, thanks for coming on WNYC.
Thank you, Ron.
Things have been so bad for so long between Israeli and Palestinian authorities. Why did they get to yes on these talks now?
I think they've got to yes in terms of agreeing to attend a meeting. When you're invited by the American president and the invitation is issued with a considerable degree of insistence, it's very difficult to say no. What we have is a guest list for a dinner, a meeting in in Washington, D.C., but what we don't yet have is a set of guidelines of how we're going to move the peace process forward. So everyone wants to be optimistic. Everyone wants to see this succeed. But I don't think that this is a moment to say, oh, good, we're on a new page. We're on a more positive page. That would still be a premature response.
So something has to happen at that dinner for them to dine again?
It depends what your goal is, Brian. If your goal is a couple of nice meals, and I'm sure the meal will be nice, then yes, because then there'll be a second meal. The goal is not the negotiations, and this is where we mustn't get confused. The goal is not to bring the sides together, is not to have a dinner, is not to have a negotiation. The goal is to guarantee Israel's future as a Jewish, secure, and democratic state. The goal is to ensure a state of Palestine alongside Israel, an end to occupation. The goal is to get peace and security for both peoples. That is different from a negotiation or a dinner. You might need both to get there, but we still don't yet have from this administration how you get from A to B. Having said that, let's see what happens after September. If there is real American leadership, then maybe this one-year deadline can be met, but we've not seen it yet. What we've seen is an announcement rather than something that gives us real cause to be hopeful about the future.
Are you saying that both Netanyahu and Abbas are lukewarm on this whole idea, but that it's President Obama who's kind of insisting on it?
I'm saying this, Brian. We've been here before. There's nothing substantively new in today's announcement. We've been here endless times, actually, and we've not got peace. We've got a worse reality for Palestinians and still no real hope for Israelis. I don't know what Prime Minister Netanyahu and what President Abbas really want. What I think we can be pretty clear of is that left to their own devices, they're not going to be able to do this on their own. You're going to have to be asked some pretty hard questions and, in a way, be given some serious incentives to move forward and disincentives to hold back if this is going to move. There is no common ground. There is no significant common ground between the two leaderships. The only way you're going to get there is if a third party really weighs in, rolls up its sleeves, and gets you to a place which offers a better hope for both peoples in the future. We've not seen that yet. We've had hints of it occasionally, but we've not seen it yet from the current Obama administration. I don't think they should do it on their own. And there was encouraging talk in the press conference that you quoted about involving the quartet, involving Arab states. But come September 3rd, the morning after, that's when we'll see, maybe not immediately September the 3rd, maybe it might wait after November, but then we'll get a chance to see whether there's going to be real American leadership.
Just one more thing on that before you go. Secretary Clinton did mention that the heads of state of Egypt and Jordan would both be involved. Do you think their role is crucial, and is the goal here not just an Israeli-Palestinian peace, but a comprehensive regional peace?
The goal is a comprehensive regional peace, Brian, but as you know as well as I do, Egypt and Jordan are at peace with Israel. It would have been far more useful to have had those seats filled by the president of Syria, the president of Lebanon. We've had President Abdullah and King Abdullah, rather, and President Mubarak in the room before. We've had the Egyptians and the Jordanians in the room before. They're at peace with Israel. If you want a comprehensive regional peace, you have to bring in the other guys. That hasn't happened yet. We don't have terms of reference to get other Arab states and to get other neighboring countries to Israel in the room, Lebanon and Syria. So again, nothing new there, unfortunately.
Daniel Levy from the New America Foundation, following the announcement moments ago from Hillary Clinton, the Secretary of State of New Middle East Peace Talks. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you.